Hi there. This 2-minute message is on the topic of what is yoga? As you know, there are many definitions that are fairly similar that are translations of the Second Yoga Sutra, and there are many definitions that come from the Bhagavad Gita and other sources. We have many experts that bring their definitions compiled on our site, and I'd love to share a few of those now as a way to bring some refreshed energy to your thinking about yoga. The wonderful Eric Schiffman says, "Yoga is a way of moving into stillness in order to experience the truth of who you are. It is also a way of learning to be centered in action so that you always have the clearest perspective on what's happening and are therefore able to respond most appropriately." One of the definitions that TKB Desikachar gave was, "There are many definitions of yoga. One, yoga as the movement from one point to another higher one. Two, yoga as the bringing together, the unifying of two things. Three, yoga as action with undivided, uninterrupted attention." These definitions of yoga have one thing in common, the idea that something changes. This change must bring us to a point where we have never been before. That is to say, that which was impossible becomes possible. That which was unattainable becomes attainable. That which was invisible can be seen. Nishala Joy Debbie says, "Yoga is the uniting of consciousness in the heart. United in the heart, consciousness is steadied. Then we abide in our true nature, joy. At other times, we identify with the rays of consciousness, which fluctuate and encourage our perceived suffering." And Philip Goldberg says, "My yogic path started with philosophy, led to meditation, then to pranayama and asanas and onward. That sequence is pretty much the exact opposite of how most people get into yoga and progress with it nowadays, when asanas dominate studio offerings and are virtually synonymous with yoga in the public eye. This says a great deal about the versatility and diversity of yoga and its adaptability to individual needs, cultures, and periods of history. It has always been and always will be different things to different people, and it will always accommodate a wide range of lifestyles, values, social customs, and applications."